Truth News Network. Identity politics is poisoning the American well of freedom.
There is an antidote.
It's right here at TNN. Truth News Network. For today's chapter, here's Dan Newman.
Thanks for joining us here today at truthnewsnet.org. And boy, we've got a controversial subject today for sure. The next step for the southern border wall. I doubt there are many who have any conviction that Speaker Nancy Pelosi and or Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer have any intention to honor the perception they gave that with the president reopening the government, they will assist in real border control measures. In fact, it is a virtual certainty that if and when they and other Democrats complete their seemingly never-ending victory dances over the forcing of President Trump to reopen the government, no border wall funding is in their future, and certainly not within the next few weeks. So what can be done without House financial support? Well, first, before we get into that, let's look at media mania. And boy, there is a whole bunch of that in there. Even knowing how possessed this media is and the consistency of their attacks on this president, it has been shocking to look in, see, and hear their coverage of the reopening of the government tied directly to the win against President Trump and it happening. Pelosi, Schumer, other leading Democrats, and talking heads all together at every level in the U.S. are ecstatic. This is in total disregard of what's at stake, the safety of the United States against what amounts to be, regardless of what they say, it is an invasion of illegal activities and those who initiate those activities when crossing our southern border. Drugs, human trafficking, murders, and those who commit other serious crimes are crossing by the thousands every week. Yet, the mainstream media and leftists all ignore the threats those illegals bring to the United States, and their cries for open borders have gone far beyond fever pitch to outright hysteria. Let them in. Let them in. We welcome them. We're hearing that every day. So I'll ask you this question. We let them in, and what's the cost? Have you noticed how little is the reporting on the cost of illegal immigration by this media? They refuse to report numbers, discuss details of specific criminal acts of violence or their victims, or to even discuss the consideration of the economic and social cost of these open border policies. And make no mistake, folks, right now in America, we have an open border down south. The left are treating illegal immigration just like they are in their discussions about Medicare for all. Both policies would bankrupt America to begin with. Yet alone, how each alone would destroy life as we know it. Think about that. Do you know what's amazing? Anyone can, via the internet, search and read hundreds of horror stories perpetrated on the people of Europe by illegal immigrants over just the last couple of years. And the U.S. media refused to report on those. And leading European countries are now relentlessly trying to find ways to stem the flow of illegal immigration in their futures, while contemplating deportation procedures of millions of illegals who inhabit those countries, if that is even possible. These include countries like the Netherlands, Germany, France, Greece, Italy, and even the United Kingdom. Where's the U.S. media on telling any of those stories? Let me tell you where they are. They're in the same spot when it comes to telling horror stories from countries that have socialized medicine, comparing the ills and the positives of socialized medicine to the existing United States medicine system. They don't want the truth out in the U.S. We could easily fill these pages with not only stories documenting the gang rapes, the murders, forced prostitution, sexual assault, theft, and home invasions perpetrated almost daily by these illegals on citizens of European nations, We could show hundreds and hundreds of pictures of these horrors that play out daily. But that's not our job. It's the job of American media to warn Americans what is coming to our shores and through the southern border. Have we all just gone to sleep? Or is it that we in America have some responsibility to knowingly allow people through our borders every day, many of who want nothing more than to find unimaginable ways to illegally and surreptitiously insert themselves into legal Americans' lives while sucking the life right out of us? Surely not. Americans are not that stupid. But before you embrace benign trust and acceptance for leftist Americans by self-convincing yourself that they're just hungry people looking for a better way of life, there are several considerations you must ponder. How many illegals are there? And how much do they cost Americans in real dollars? With the vast resources available to billion-dollar newspapers and television organizations and networks, isn't it logical to expect one or several of those to put those research assets to work to find out and give to Americans what our cost of illegals really are? How about starting with just the number of illegals that are here? But no, not only do none of them conduct such research, but they also spend their ink and airtime to blast this administration. Here's just one example. President Trump on Sunday asserted that the U.S. has already incurred nearly $19 billion in costs directly related to illegal immigration in 2019 and called it ridiculous that millions of immigrants are living in the U.S. illegally. Trump claimed in a tweet that there are close to 26 million immigrants living in the U.S. illegally, casting doubt on the more commonly cited figure of 11 million. Now, this is a story that was run on Sunday by several national media organizations. Here's President Trump's tweet. We are not even into February, and the cost of illegal immigration so far this year is almost $19 billion. Cost Friday alone was $603,331,392. There are at least 25,772,342 illegal aliens, not the 11 million that have been reported for years in our country. So ridiculous. DHS, that's Department of Homeland Security. The president typed DHS in his tweet, but he did not provide a source for the figures that he shared. Conventional wisdom is he got them from the Department of Homeland Security. DHS did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Now, what does that mean, that story mean that we just gave to you verbatim from several national media outlets this past weekend? What it means is casting total doubt on what the president maintained, blaming there being no direct source that they could confirm that with. Now, we're talking about media and newspapers, electronic, that's radio and television, newspapers and internet news sites, who will put up anything at any time if it's negative reporting about this president or anything in his administration or those that support this president. They never demand sources. And most of the time, they list their story sources as unconfirmed or anonymous sources. Asked about that tweet on CBS's Face the Nation, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the president's broader point about the need for increased border security. Quote, I'm not exactly sure where the president got that number this morning, but I think what you see him trying to do is point out how silly this debate is, Mulvaney said. He continued, this is not that much money in the greater scheme of things. I think he was trying to draw attention to the fact that while the Democrats are sitting here dug in, that we're spending so much money on other things, Mulvaney said. It's really quite absurd. Multiple news organizations have in recent months disputed Trump's claims about the cost associated with illegal immigration. The Washington Post noted that the president has steadily increased the purported annual cost, stating on the campaign trail in 2015 that it was $130 billion. Tweeting in December of 2018, it was more than $200 billion. And remarking at a White House event last month that the total was $275 billion per year. NBC News reported that a number of groups have cast doubt on Trump's figures. The conservative-leaning Heritage Foundation estimated in 2013, now that's 6 years ago, the cost was roughly $54 billion per year, while the nonpartisan Cato Institute approximated in 2017 that the cost was as much as $15.6 billion annually. News organizations have similarly pushed back on the president's assertions about the number of people living in the U.S. illegally. The Associated Press reported last month that while Trump claimed there were as many as 30 million in the country illegally, the most recent data available from the nonpartisan Pew Research Center put the figure at 11.3 million as of 2016. Mulvaney argued on Face the Nation that the 11 million figure was accurate a couple of years ago, he said, but that the number of people coming across the border on a monthly basis means that figure could be as high as 30 or 40 million. Notice, folks, that not one organization or news entity of any kind did anything but intimate the president was wrong in reporting the numbers he reported. None gave us what the correct numbers are. None. Does anyone but me find that a bit brazen and amazingly hypocritical? These are professional news organizations that have multi-million dollar research staffs. Don't tell me they don't know. They know the accurate numbers. Their research will give close to accurate numbers. But even the numbers they give and maintain are factual. They will qualify their numbers by saying estimates were or estimates are. Yet they denigrate this president every day. It isn't going to get better, folks. Theirs is a one-task issue. Destroy President Trump and all those who support him. I doubt that ever before in U.S. history has the media in America so viciously attacked any previous president, even Richard Nixon. Their universal goal, consistent in every presidential administration, is to lift up and support Democrat presidents while attacking Republicans. And all the while, the media maintain they know better than do Americans what elected officials do, why they do it, and what their actions mean. The media give Americans no credit for understanding on their own. Don't expect that to change anytime soon. And by the way, truth in reporting is immaterial today. But I'm sure you already knew that. Hey, we're going to take a 1 minute break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the current politics of immigration. The wall. That's just ahead at truthnewsnet.org.
Long live the courageous.
May God bless and keep you always.
The tenacious.
May you always do for others.
The ones who push forward.
Do for you.
And give back. Long live the greater good. The helping hand. Those who fall and get back up. And long live the truck with the strength to overcome. The will to outwork. And the commitment to outlast them all. Ram, proven to last.
Fake news, spin, anger, violence.
How do you sort through the chaos?
You tune in to TNN, the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.
And we're back at it. We're talking about what's going to happen with immigration and the wall. Politics of the wall. In numerous reports at Truth News Network, We have related facts, statistics, posted videos and news reports, and even have posted interviews with several federal elected officials regarding the U.S. immigration system. We will not go back into those today. You can do a search on the main page and find those if you'd like under the category immigration. But what we will do is set the stage for the upcoming Red Letter Day in U.S. immigration history, February 15th, 2019. What is that day? The deadline that was given by President Trump to Democrats to have crafted bipartisan legislation for border security that includes funding for a southern border wall slash barrier. And guess what, folks? It ain't gonna happen. Pelosi, Schumer, and other leading Democrats feel so strongly that they have won this battle with Donald Trump, they're not gonna do anything. What they have assumed is that the battle they won was the war of immigration reform with Donald Trump. They miscalculated. The tenant at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is not going away, nor are his demands for a southern border barrier. I assure you, this time he will not cave. And a battle, remember, is not a war. Wars are multiple battles. The battle and the war are yet unresolved, but they will be. So what's going to happen? What are the options? Honestly, there are really only two in regards to options for border security. One, legislatively, and this is the one that should happen, Congress passes legislation that comprehensively closes the southern border with a combination of border barriers, manpower increases, electronic surveillance measures where capable, and significant funding increases to support border judges and staff sufficient to handle the outrageous backload of immigration cases that have spiraled out of control. That's option one. Option two, President Trump declares a national security threat at the southern border and invokes measures for funding and building that border barrier per border control experts, and diverts federal dollars from federal and DHS discretionary funding to complete those measures. So which will it be? If Pelosi and Schumer refuse to bring meaningful and comprehensive legislation to the floor of both houses, and such legislation is not passed, then sent to the president for his signature into law, he will declare that national emergency and initiate through an executive order the security measures necessary to close the southern border. So, everybody says, Democrats will fight it in court. So, it would be surprising if they didn't fight, and it would be very odd. They hate President Trump. They hate Trump supporters. They hate all conservatives in the United States. Nothing is going to change that anytime soon. But stopping the flood of illegals into the nation from the South, stemming the flow of billions of American tax dollars into Mexico and Central America, and stopping the hundreds of thousands of needless crimes committed annually by illegals here in the United States are far more important than winning a political game of chess that Chuck and Nancy are playing. Can President Trump win the immigration war? He can. And he will not be the victor when that happens. Americans will be the winners. Many times in U.S. history have presidents used the power given to the executive branch to invoke government actions regarding national security issues. In fact, Abraham Lincoln was the first. He suspended habeas corpus during the Civil War. It is far from unusual for such measures to take place. President Obama did. George W. Bush did. Donald Trump has already. But, some will say, Those on the left will certainly file in a liberal court somewhere actions for a temporary restraining order to stop the president from doing so. That certainly will happen, but this action is quite a bit different than others that have been stopped. Two very significant things weigh in favor of the courts allowing these measures to proceed should President Trump initiate that action. Congress granted the unilateral power for any president to take such actions when he or she alone is confident such actions are necessary for the purposes of national security. As long as a president can show just cause and that his or her efforts with that specific executive action were instigated only after attempts to obtain that necessary action authority through the legislative process have failed. Few would dare argue that this president has not sufficiently implored Congress to shut our border against an onslaught of illegal entries into the United States. The second, even if a liberal court steps in with a temporary restraining order, and they most certainly will, this administration has already jumped around the lengthy appeals process and has previously pursued immediate relief directly from the United States Supreme Court. While the Supreme Court has previously spurned such actions from this and previous White Houses, certain of those kinds of appeals have been taken up by the Supreme Court. The conventional wisdom is that in this case, especially in this case, it would be simple to present the urgency of such immediate action to protect Americans and that the legislative process has totally failed to do so. Let's bring this all together. We will have a border barrier. President Trump will win this face-off somehow. How do I know that with such certainty? He never gives in, and he never gives up when he knows what he is doing is right, and as commander-in-chief is necessary for the safety of Americans and the United States. There is no quit in this president. Folks, let me give you one piece of advice. I don't know if you're a gambler, but if you are, find an odds maker and win you some money in February. This is a safe bet. Hey, I hope you got some enlightenment in today's story, some information that maybe you didn't know before, and maybe some things that made you feel a little better about what's at stake at our southern border. Rest easy. It's going to all be fine. It's going to be worked out. The best is yet to come. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you again. Till then, have a great day. So long, everyone.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant.
Real truth, real news. TNN, the Truth News Network.